Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. This is Mariel Pugh and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on our reading from Exodus. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it and crying out, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord, his God, saying, "Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'With evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth'? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. In all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage.' So the Lord relented in his punishment that he threatened to inflict on his people." So we hear in this Old Testament reading, God had made this whole plan and he led all of the Jews out. And they went through the Red Sea, and now they're out wandering in the desert, and they're starting to turn from him because they were used to being enslaved. They were enslaved, but they still had some sense of structure in their lives, and now it was just out in the desert trusting God. And they just weren't used to living that way, and so they just turned to the kind of structure they were used to. But something that's really, really beautiful about this reading is Abraham and how he believes that his words matter to God. He believes that his relationship is real, and it is with God. And so he talks to God, and God listens to him. And a song that comes on my heart a lot is called "Move Your Heart." It's a Christian song. And I just want to read some of the lyrics. So the lyrics are, "I just want to move your heart, get caught within your gaze. Right here in your presence, God, is where I want to stay." So Abraham wants to be close to God and wants to live in the promised land. But he doesn't just want it for himself, because he could just have it for himself and watch everyone else be destroyed. He fights for everyone else to enjoy that, enjoy the promised land as well. So how about us? Do we believe that we can move God's heart as well? Let's believe that. Let's believe that we can talk to God and that he will listen to us. This has been a scripture reflection on Exodus. Again, my name is Mariel Pugh. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways they've blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.